So in any
three
case,
times.
You this
or
was right
five.
For you. Before Dad came out here, you said, "I'm going to go out there. I'm going to marry him." You never had any doubts that this. I mean, you knew that you weren't going to. You knew that you weren't going to show up on the West Coast and he was going to turn around and say, "Who are you?" or something like that. I mean, it was something that.
Well, we had a lot of letters. Dad wrote letters. He didn't do anything else in the
right.
world. He wrote letters, and he telephoned.
Okay, so you had.
And
so
maybe
thought,
I was naive. I
well,
didn't.
You
I
could
didn't
have done.
Think
I mean,
of,
even if it hadn't worked out, you would have done something out here.
Probably.
Like what you
oh
did.
Yes, I had lots of jobs waiting for me, because when I got here, there.
So he met
I
you.
Had several jobs.
And you moved into Alfred Street. That's where he.
Alfred Street over here. And the La Cienega bowling alley was across the streetcar track when the red
you
trolley
actually,
came by.
The date
by.
Of your marriage was?
I beg pardon?
The date of your marriage?
The state?
Date.
S-T-A-T-E?
The date you got
oh, the
married.
Date.
On which you got.
The date I was married was the 11th of June.
1943.
Three. Yeah. But in order not to bother my mother, I fudged it and said that we were married on the 7th of June. Well, she didn't think it was right to live with a man until you were married. The fact that I'd already lived with him was something we never discussed. So, and I have a wedding announcement. Somebody made up a bunch of things for it, and I don't know what they are. Supposed to be something that you get at the church. I wrote 11th. I mean, I wrote 7th. I changed the 11th into the 7th.
And you got married with the idea of part of having children.
Yes.
Right away. I mean, you didn't want to.
No,
have a
I really
four
did.
Four or five want year child.
Well, I don't know. It's funny because when I went to work at Lockheed. No, it was Travers Aid. When did I have a miscarriage? I don't remember. I had a miscarriage. Oh, I went to work at Lockheed's. And I missed a month of menstruating. So I went to Eddie. And Eddie says, well, the rabbit says you're pregnant. And then I had a terrible gushing of menstrual liquids. And so at that point, I told Eddie, and he said, well, you've had a miscarriage. And he said, maybe it's just as well. I think you may have had an ectopic pregnancy, which is tubal, and perhaps it's better. And then I worked for Lockheed's 22 months, and I knew I was pregnant with you, and it was just right.
Well,
they wanted to get rid of all the women who were working at Lockheed's. The war was over by then, and so they were happy to have me go, and
well,
I was
if
happy
you
to have a baby.
If you worked for Lockheed's for 2 years, I don't understand. You came to California in 43, and I was born in 44, so how
that's
did
right.
Why
did it happen? But I, somehow or another, I think I've got 22 months of, well, I don't know. My arithmetic is lousy.
That's 2
Maybe
years.
Maybe I got here earlier and stayed later. Does it really matter? I
no.
really can't remember.
If,
I've got
I
mean, a
it's
lot.
It's odd that you would remember the number 22 and then have it not jive with the
that's
other
right.
Guys.
But it seemed to me that
well,
I had 22 months of working for Lockheed. And then when I went to work for the Traveler's Aid, I had about 5 other jobs available. And they kept saying, don't take any other job until you see us. But when I found out at Traveler's Aid I could work weekends and nights, which dovetailed with Dad's work,